Hi, everybody. Welcome back to English Digest. I'm Pat.
I'm Stephanie.
And we're on day two of the potatoes tale.
Yeah.
The story of Toby, the potato, and his family. Now, he said in day one that his family of potatoes have changed the world. And we've kind of seen how they helped the Inca Empire grow because these potatoes can grow everywhere. They can grow in cold, mountainous conditions. And that helped people if the corn crop failed, they could eat potatoes, no problem.
Yeah, and corn would often fail, actually. So, yeah, it's nice. And someone could have a potato, just one potato to themselves, and probably be filled for that meal. With corn, think about it. One corn cob of corn isn't enough to fill you up. It really isn't. It tastes good, but yeah. So we're finding out how important our little potato has been throughout history. Today we're going to focus on history and talk about how little Toby Potato influenced or affected people in different times in history. It's kind of interesting
changed
to find out this.
History in some ways. And we'll also take a little look at the future.
Cool.
So let's read through day two of the potatoes tale. Prior to the Industrial Revolution, European peasants were in trouble if their grain crops were lost to adverse weather or parasites. Famines were pretty commonplace, but my ancestors helped change all that. As more and more farmers started planting and growing potatoes, human populations began to increase. More people meant more workers and more soldiers, leading to the Industrial Revolution and the dominance of European world powers. Sure, things didn't always go smoothly. We potatoes can get diseases sometimes, and one of these, called blight, wiped out most of Northern Europe's potato crops in the 1840s. Scotland and especially Ireland were badly affected. The Great Famine in Ireland led to 1 million people starving to death and 2 million more emigrating. Because of events like these, farmers started breeding better, stronger potatoes and planting them in areas where the winters would kill off common diseases that affect my kind. Setbacks like this didn't prevent my family from continuing to conquer the world. They migrated east to Asia, and now China and India are the world's biggest potato producers. Others crossed the Atlantic again and made a new home for themselves in North America, where, once again, their advantages as a food crop made them popular and helped fuel population growth. So, what does the future hold for us? Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. Just this year, scientists from Peru, my beloved ancestral homeland, recreated the conditions found on Mars in labs on Earth. It turns out that we potatoes can grow in these labs as well. I also showed I can grow in space in my first major Hollywood role, acting alongside Matt Damon in The Martian. My family has been all around the world, but our journey isn't over yet. Next stop, outer space.
Okay, guys, we're back. We're going to be talking about the history of the potato, or Toby's ancestors and forebears, and what they were doing long ago. Let's take a look at the first paragraph here. We've got prior to or before something called the Industrial Revolution, European peasants were in trouble if their grain crops were lost to adverse weather or parasites. If you see that word peasants, you're talking about people who are pretty poor. You're not talking about the king or the queen or their relatives or people who had property, who owned land. People who owned land long ago were considered to be very wealthy. So the Industrial Revolution is a great period in the Earth's history, I would say. It's when people went from using hand tools to machines, when there was a lot of power that was provided by steam, and people suddenly were leaving the fields and going to work in factories, even children, which was kind of hard back then. It started in the late late 1700s. Started in England because England was pretty much the most powerful country in the world for quite a while. It started then, but that's when things really started to change a lot because peasants, if they lost their grain crops, grain refers to some of the things we talked about in the last lesson, barley, wheat, corn. Grains are staples for people in Europe. When they started to fail or have trouble, then those people were in big trouble. That's what they depended on to survive.
Yeah, they could be lost to adverse weather, which means like bad weather, again, too much rain or too much snow or not enough rain, or parasites, which are small creatures usually that live on and eat other things. So we're talking bugs, germs, little insects. We can also take a quick look at what those two words, industrial revolution, mean kind of independently.
Sure.
Industrial relates to industry, so it relates to factories and manufacturing and, you know, kind of creating lots of products. So rather than one guy makes a pair of shoes by himself, we're talking about a factory making thousands of pairs of shoes a day.
Mass production.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
And a revolution is a period of change. So when people stop doing things one way and start doing things a new way, often better, but certainly different.
It can refer to war as well. Mm. If you think about the American Revolution, that's when we were
terrible,
fighting.
Terrible time.
My family or my ancestors were fighting Pat's ancestors over in England. We wanted our freedom in America and we fought for it. So, yeah, revolution is when there's really great change that takes place. And it can be violent or it can be something that happens with technology, too.
Mm-hmm.
The invention of the internet has changed life for everybody.
The internet revolution.
Sure.
Okay, so we talked about these bad weather and parasites destroying the grain crops, and that led to famines, which, as we see, were pretty commonplace. But my ancestors, the potatoes, helped change all that. Now, a famine is just when there is simply not enough food to feed people in a country. You know, the food has been wiped out, the grain crops, the vegetables, it's all gone due to, you know, could be anything from droughts to earthquakes to diseases to wars destroying the harvests.
Mm-hmm.
And it just means that nobody has any food except maybe the richest people.
It's really hard.
Sort of thing. Yeah, these don't really happen in the sort of West, the modern world, the first world countries anymore, but you will still see famines in parts of Africa.
Sure.
And so on. But they used to be pretty commonplace, so frequent. They were common. They happened a lot. Every few years, you know, one country would get too much rain and there wouldn't have enough food for anyone.
Yeah, think about this earth before technology kind of took control. We were at the mercy of weather or disease, and they didn't know how to cure disease. They didn't even know what was causing diseases sometimes. This word commonplace is very similar to, of course, common. And if you get tired of using common, use commonplace. So they were pretty commonplace. They were things that happened quite a bit back then. But it says, Toby's ancestors helped change all that. How did they do that? Well, as more and more farmers started planting and growing potatoes, human populations began to increase.
Mm-hmm.
That's true, too. People had a lot of kids to help them with their farms, you know. They put those kids outside and got them to get to work.
And thanks to the potatoes, people could feed them all because they weren't going, okay, the grain crops failed, so the populations go down. It's like, if it fails, we eat potatoes.
Right.
There's another thing that I didn't get a chance to put in the article, which is that when soldiers were kind of armies marching over the lands, they might miss the potatoes because they were under the earth.
Good.
So they would just take the grain crops, but the potatoes would still be there so the farmers could still have food. So all of this kind of using potatoes, which, as we said, fill people up more than corn, so there's suddenly more food than people need, so people will have more children, populations will increase.
Mm-hmm. All good things. So more people meant more workers and more soldiers, leading to that industrial revolution and the dominance of European world powers. So back then, it really was Europe that was dominating, and I would say primarily England, France for a while.
Spain for a bit.
Yeah, if you dominate something, you are more powerful than those around you. There are companies that dominate their industry, you know, where they really don't have much competition. Lately, I've been reading about Google a lot and how they're misusing or mishandling their power sometimes. So that's when Europe was very powerful. The start of that Industrial Revolution was an exciting time of life, actually.
Yeah. But even for the potato, things didn't always go smoothly.
True.
Smoothly, if something goes smoothly, it goes without problems, without delays, without anything going wrong. But sometimes even the potatoes, bad stuff can happen. They hit bumps in the road.
True.
They can get diseases, and one of them, a particularly bad one, is called blight. That is a type or several different types of potato diseases that just wipe out the crops. I mean, they can't eat the potatoes. They wiped out most of Northern Europe's potato crops in the 1840s. To wipe out means to kind of destroy completely, so there are none left. In this case, potatoes. So all the potatoes get just destroyed by this disease. People can't eat them. They become either poisonous or taste terrible, or they just die before they can grow. Similarly, we can say with wiped out, like the dinosaurs being wiped out, so there aren't any more.
I wanted to mention, wipe out is used as a phrase when somebody completely falls off their skateboard, or if they're surfing and the wave comes and gets them, we'll say, ooh, he wiped out.
Yep.
So we use it for fun stuff too. So, but this isn't fun, where some of the potato crops just completely disappeared. They were destroyed by diseases that affected the plants. So Scotland and especially Ireland were badly affected. Those are two countries that are part of Great Britain. Partly.
Or were, yes.
Not,
I mean, Ireland was at the time.
Back then, yeah. Not anymore. They have their freedom. Let's look at what one of these big famines was called. It was called the Great Famine. We're capitalizing it because they've given it a name for a particular famine that happened in Ireland. And it was horrible. It led to a million people starving to death just because they didn't have enough food. And that's when a lot of the Irish immigrated, which means to leave your country and move permanently to live in another country. I don't know about England, but we got a lot of Irish at that point in America, especially on the East Coast. There were a lot of Irish in Boston, New York, and Chicago they ended up too.
That's right. Now, with emigrating, we mean emigrating with an E is used with from. You emigrate from somewhere. If you use the I and immigrate, you immigrate to somewhere. So make sure when you're writing, you use emigrate from, immigrate to. So here we're talking about people leaving Ireland, so they are emigrating. If we were talking about Irish coming to America, they would immigrate to America.
Right now we're going to take a quick break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to finish up this particular paragraph.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们继续来看一下今天的第一个句子。Prior to the Industrial Revolution, European peasants were in trouble if their grain crops were lost to adverse weather or parasites.在这里的 prior to 就是指在什么什么之前的意思。工业革命 The Industrial Revolution Industrial 当作形容词解释成为工业的产业的意思。像是我们说钢铁和汽油都是工业的产品，我们就可以说 Steel and gasoline are industrial products。 而在这个工业革命之前呢，欧洲的农夫如果遇到不利的气候，我们说的是 adverse weather， 或者是碰到 parasites 寄生虫，那么就会有谷类作物损失的时候， they were in trouble， 他们就会有麻烦咯，就会有这个饥荒 famine 的产生，造成人口开始移动。那么第二段我们来看第二个句子，提到 We potatoes can get disease sometimes, and one of these called blight wiped out most of Northern Europe's potato crops in the 1840s. 在这里提到其实马铃薯有时候也会染上一些疾病，那么其中一个 called blight, 被称作枯萎病，它呢就摧毁了大部分北欧的马铃薯作物。我们来看看这个动词片语 wipe out， 就是有彻底消灭或者是灭绝的意思。举个例子来说，这个地震啊，把整个城镇都给毁灭了。我们就可以说 The earthquake wiped out the town。 Wipe out 还有另外一个意思呢，就是把什么东西擦洗干净的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hi guys, welcome back. So we've just sort of seen how potatoes also used to suffer from diseases, from blights, causing famines. And if you've been relying on a potato, that leads to disaster. And so because of events like these, farmers started breeding better, stronger potatoes and planting them in areas where the winters would kill off common diseases that affect my kind. My kind here is, again, our narrator, Toby the Potato. My kind is his kind, his friends and family, the potatoes. So here we saw the word breeding. When we talk about somebody breeding something, we mean that you are raising that particular crop or you're farming that particular animal. And if you breed them, you're basically trying to make sure that they, if they're animals, they have babies, or if they're plants, you're planting crops that are better than the ones before. With animals, you're breeding the biggest bulls with the biggest cows, so you get bigger babies.
Yeah.
With plants, you're going, okay, we're making sure we replant the strongest potatoes because they will keep producing stronger ones that are resistant, that don't get affected by diseases.
And notice here we're using the verb phrase kill off, not just kill. If you kill some of these common diseases, they might come back, you know, but if you kill off, it means you're getting rid of them for the long term. Hopefully you never see that particular disease again. Let's go ahead and move to the next paragraph, guys. We're talking about setbacks. Setback is something that happens and you don't make any more progress. You kind of have to go back to a place where you had already made progress. Setbacks can happen in life. They can happen in business, where maybe you're working on a project, you want to release a new product, you know, in your company, and maybe they discover that the batteries don't work so well, like Samsung.
They had
a huge setback because their batteries were, starting on fire. Scary. So setbacks like this, and we're talking about some of these diseases, didn't prevent my family, which is Toby's family, from continuing to conquer the world. If you conquer something, you go into somebody else's place and you take control. My dad would wake up the kids in my family with, "Get up, kids, we're going to conquer the world." I'm not kidding. He'd say that every morning. "We're going to conquer the world." So you're going to go in and be successful and, you know, kind of take control of a place.
Yeah. And as we see, potatoes, they go from South America to Europe, and now they're going to continue to take over the world, so there are potatoes everywhere. We see they migrated east to Asia,
right,
and now China and India are the world's biggest potato producers.
Not surprising.
Yep.
They have a lot of people.
That's right. And so here earlier we used emigrate, so move from somewhere. And
right,
we talked about immigrate, move to somewhere. This word migrate, past tense migrated, just means to move. It's not specific to one direction or another. It just means something is moving from one place to another place.
And we often use it for animals,
yes,
right? Animals, when the weather turns cold, they will migrate to a more warm climate so they feel comfortable. For example, birds. So they migrated east, and now they're being grown in large numbers in China and India. Both countries have a lot of people, but they also have a lot of land, which helps too. So they've made a new home for themselves. Also in North America, which includes America and Canada, where once again their advantages as a food crop made them popular and helped fuel population growth. Yeah. You know, there weren't a lot of people over in North America when the potato first made its way over there. But now, of course, there are lots of people. And we love our potato.
Yeah, and we see their fuel is being used as a verb there. Normally, fuel is a noun. It's stuff you burn or use up to get energy or heat or light. As a verb, it means to make something kind of grow, to make something expand. It's to be used as the necessary fuel, basically.
Yeah, and we'll use it sometimes in a more, it's not literal sense. We'll use it like something fueled his anger. You know, maybe his boss's demands fueled his anger. That's what was giving kind of like energy.
Providing the reason and the energy, basically.
Yeah, making that anger even bigger than it had been before.
Mm-hmm. So as we see there, potatoes helping, you mentioned Idaho.
Idaho, potatoes.
Idaho earlier. Yeah. And again, what you mentioned, cold winters, perfect for potatoes, kills off any of those diseases. So any of those kind of regions is going to be great for them. So that's the potatoes history, conquering the world, appearing everywhere, helping populations grow. So what does the future hold for us? Okay, well, the potato says, well, I'll let you in on a little secret. If you let someone in on a secret, you include them. You tell them the secret and you make them a part of the people, the group who knows that secret.
Yeah.
You shouldn't tell anybody else, but you're basically being like, I'm going to tell you the secret. Now you're with me. We both know this kind of
thing. We'll often use this phrase to kind of laugh and talk about some tip that someone has. Oh, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. You should never wear jeans with red shirts. Something stupid. But we'll actually use that phrase not to just talk about a secret, but maybe like a tip.
Yeah, useful piece of information.
Yeah, someone feels like they, you know, are an expert in an area, and sometimes they'll let other people in on their secret. So, yeah, this year, a scientist from Peru, remember Peru, that's where the potato originated long ago. Here Toby's calling Peru his beloved ancestral homeland. Beloved can either be beloved or beloved. So he loves very much his old ancestral homeland. Your homeland is where you were, you know, where you originated from. He wasn't born there, perhaps. Maybe he came from another place, but his ancestors came from that place. They actually recreated the conditions found on a planet called Mars in labs on Earth. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. If anybody has seen that, we're going to mention a movie in a moment, so you might know what's coming. So it turns out we potatoes can grow in these labs as well.
Wow.
If something turns out one way, that's how it ends up. That's the result. We often use it to talk about a surprise. You know, it turns out that the girl was his sister all along.
Ta-da!
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Or so it turns out it resulted, you know, the result of this was that potatoes can grow in these labs.
Shocking.
Which therefore means they should be able to grow in Martian soil.
Crazy.
If they're given the right kind of conditions and light and water and so on.
Yeah.
And Toby here is kind of, he's really wanting to show off a bit at this last. He showed that he can grow in space because he appeared in a major Hollywood role. He was alongside Matt Damon, acting alongside him. So he was acting next to him, with him. They were sharing scenes.
But it was a non-speaking role.
Yeah, Toby's lines got cut in production.
That's right.
You know, you can't really have a talking potato. It wouldn't look right. But he acted alongside Matt Damon, and maybe acted better than him, I'm not going to judge.
Perhaps
In The Martian.
Yeah.
Martian is a word that just means someone or something that comes from Mars, the planet. So Martians could be aliens in some movies.
Yeah.
In here, it's the guy who, in the story, in the movie, lived on Mars.
My family, says Toby, has been all around the world, but our journey isn't over yet. Where are they going next? He tells you, next stop, outer space. So we'll see what's going to happen. I think the potato has made a lot of trips with astronauts when they've gone into space.
Yeah, they can certainly grow. I've seen them grow different vegetables in the in the space stations, the International Space Station. So.
Or they dry them out for food packets.
Yeah.
You know?
So I wouldn't be surprised if they started growing potatoes up there.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. If you haven't seen The Martian, pay particular attention when Matt Damon starts to grow crops, you know, it's kind of fun. You'll see Toby. Yeah. Toby will be excited that you went and saw the film. Right now, guys, it's time one more time to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
继续往下面看到第二段的最后一个句子提到 Because of events like these, farmers started breeding better, stronger potatoes and planting them in areas where the winters would kill off common diseases that affect my kind.
在这里呢，正是因为呢，会有这样子的一些疾病跟这样造成很多人饿死的事件。
Event 通常指的呢，就是一些重大的事件。所以这些农夫们就开始培植更好、更强壮的马铃薯。Breed 就是有繁殖或者是饲养的意思。那么延伸出来，它也可以用来当作名词，解释成为品种。譬如说，最优的品种的羊，我们就可以说 the finest breed of sheep。而他们开始培育一些更好、更强壮的马铃薯，那么把它们种植在这样的区域 where， 同学可以把 where 圈起来，在这些地方呢，这个冬天就会消灭、侵袭他们疾病的这些地方。接着我们来看到第三段的第二个句子提到 They migrated east to Asia, and now China and India are the world's biggest potato producers. 那么呢，这些呢，马铃薯家族继续的往东移 to Asia, 到了亚洲的地方。我们讲到迁移或者是移居，我们可以用 migrate 这个字。而跟它来做比较的，像前面提到的 emigrate， 则是有往外移出的意思，而 immigrate immigrate 则是有往内移、向内移入的意思。所以像是移民呢，就可以称之为 immigrant。OK， 接着呢，后面就提到现在因为往东移到亚洲，中国跟印度就是全世界最大的马铃薯生产国。第四段第二个句子提到 Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. 在英文里面我们说 let somebody in on something， 就是让某人知道秘密的意思。所以他告诉了我们一个小秘密，后面提到 Just this year, scientists from Peru, my beloved ancestral homeland, recreated the conditions found on Mars in labs on Earth.那么这些来自于呢他的祖国秘鲁的科学家，他在地球上的实验室重建了火星的环境。在这里提到 recreated the conditions found on Mars， 在这里的 recreate 就是有重建的意思。而后面提到 It turns out that we potatoes can grow in these labs as well. 结果证明呢，其实呢，这些马铃薯也可以在实验室当中生长着。我们来看一下 turn out 这个片语。turn out 解释成为结果是怎么样。举例来说 ，Everything turned out all right in the end.代表的是结果呢，一切都很好。再举一个例子来说 ，The letter turned out to be a forgery， 代表着那封信后来证明是伪造的。如果你的句子很长，那你就可以搭配上在这里的用法，就是 It turns out that 再来加子句咯。OK， 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Okay, so that is the end of the potatoes tale as far as it has gone. There may be more to the potato in the future as it continues to help humans to live on other planets and other places and travel through space. That's for the future, though. Right now, it's time for us to say goodbye. Hope you've enjoyed learning about the potato. I certainly have, and now I kind of want to eat one for lunch.
Yeah, me too. We're going to have to go find a jacket potato, which means
so good.
They've left that peel on the outside and cooked it. It's great. I'm Stephanie.
And I am Pat.
See you later.
Bye-bye.